بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In our previous class, we were discussing the statement of the author رحمه الله تعالى ويدخل في التقوى الكاملة وترك المحرمات والشبهات وربما دخل فيها بعد ذلك فعل المندوبات وترك المكروهات وهو أعلى درجات التقوى. That what is included in the complete taqwa is the performance of the obligations and leaving off the prohibitions and the doubtful affairs. And also included after that, any meaning in the complete taqwa, is the performance as well of the recommended affairs and leaving off those affairs that are disliked. And this is the highest levels. And this is the highest levels of at-taqwa. The highest levels of at-taqwa. So what we benefit from this statement is that at-taqwa, it is darajat. It is darajat. It is levels. And the people of at-taqwa, they are likewise levels and ranks and degrees. And this is in accordance to their faith and their iman and their heart and the piety that they have in their heart and their love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and their preference and the preference that they give to the love of Allah and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam over the love of their own soul. Over the love of their own soul and the rest of the creation, and showing preference to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His pleasure over that which the soul desires and lusts for. So therefore, according to their compliance to the legislation, this will determine the level of taqwa that they have. And those who are more steadfast and in obedience and upright in their compliance to the legislation and their application of the beneficial knowledge that has come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the knowledge of the commandments and prohibitions, the knowledge of at-tawheed and the paths of goodness, and likewise that which is contrary to that and opposite. Those people who are in the highest levels of application, they will have the highest levels of taqwa and piety, and likewise nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. And those who are lower, they will be lower accordingly. They will be lower accordingly. So this is an affair that is very important to understand, and it returns back to the fundamental issue from the mas'ala of al-iman. Mas'alatu al-iman, the issue of al-iman. And this is a very important issue for a believer to be aware of and to have certain knowledge with regards to and to know the details of this affair. The affair of al-Iman. The affair of al-Iman, sincere faith, al-Iman. We see that in life that there are believers and there are disbelievers. Allah, He mentioned in His book, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ, that it is He, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, it is He who has created you. And then some of you are disbelievers and some of you are believers. So there is the issue of al-kufr and the issue of al-iman, the issue of disbelief and the issue of sincere faith and belief. So we have the affair here of kufr. And the one who leaves kufr and he enters into iman, this is what we want to discuss. So in order to understand this, we have to picture in our minds this issue, the realm of kufr, the realm of disbelief. And then leaving this realm, leaving this area, it will come to a point. And then after that point, there will be the issue of al-iman. So we'll imagine a line. So we will imagine a line. Under the line is disbelief. And above the line is al-Iman. Above the line is al-Iman or al-Islam. We have the sincere faith in the deen of al-Islam or the fold of al-Islam, and we have disbelief. So a person, he will leave disbelief and he will enter into the fold of al-Islam by fulfilling the minimum requirements. by fulfilling the minimum requirements, and that is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to establish the outward rites of al-Islam, like establishing the salah, that which is obligatory to be established for the Islam to be correct. And likewise, he will have with him as well the amount of iman that his Islam will be correct with, meaning he believes in Allah and in the angels and in the books and in the messengers and the last day, and he believes in the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he has the general belief in this, even if he did not have the detailed understanding. He has the general belief in these affairs. He will have the iman that is sufficient for his deen to be correct and to be considered a Muslim, and he will leave the fold of disbelief and enter into the fold of al-Islam, and enter into the fold of al-Islam. So we see here that we're talking about the issue of al-Iman. And iman, it fluctuates. And at the line here, there's disbelief below that, and above that, there is belief at iman. But this iman, it has levels and darajat. And inside the realm of al-Iman, meaning the realm of al-Islam, meaning the deen of al-Islam, that he has entered into the deen of al-Islam. But at the very base, he has the fundamentals that correct his faith and that place him into the fold of al-Islam. And he has the amount of al-Iman that corrects his deen and that he is considered a Muslim by way of. He has established the fundamentals and the base of al-Islam, and he has the sincere faith that is required to be a Muslim. After this level here, this is called mutlaqu al-Iman. This right here, this level here is called mutlaqu al-Iman. This is just the fundamental of al-Iman, meaning he has faith, he is a Muslim. After this level, raising up, there's another level above that. And this level here is called al-Iman al-Wajib. Al-Iman al-Wajib. Or also it's called mutlaqu al-Iman. Yani absolute faith. Or the faith that is obligatory to have. So we have a line here. Below the line is disbelief. Above the line is al-Islam and Iman. From that line, once entering into the fold of al-Iman, we go up some. And there's another line. At this line here is called al-Iman al-Wajib, the obligatory Iman. So the line at the top, which is the obligatory Iman, is also known to the scholars as al-Imanu al-Mutlaq, absolute faith, meaning the one who has completed his faith. And this is the faith that it's an obligation to have. So the one who enters into al-Islam, he has mutlaq al-Iman. He has the foundation of al-Iman and he becomes a Muslim. But from this point, there are obligations that he must learn in order to complete his deen, and in order to complete his faith, in order to fulfill the obligations that are upon him with regards to the creed and the belief and the statements and actions of the deen that are obligatory. He must fulfill them. So the one who comes into al-Islam and he testifies that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and he established the salat and the pillars of al-Islam outwardly, he becomes a Muslim, and he has the base and the foundation of al-Islam, and his Islam is established. The pillars are established, alhamdulillah. But these pillars, they are the pillars of al-Islam, but they are not all of al-Islam. So there are other obligations that are great in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla besides this, that must be established in order for the iman to be correct and to be good, and there are obligations that must be performed. The one who does not perform these obligations, his iman is deficient. His iman is deficient. So again, we have that line. Below the line is disbelief. Above the line is iman. What type of iman is this? This is called mutlaqu al-iman, meaning the foundation of faith. He has iman, but it's not complete. He's a believer. Or in other terminologies, the scholars will mention he is a Muslim. He's a Muslim, and he has the rights of the Muslims, and he has that which the Muslims have from goodness, and it is upon him likewise the obligations that are upon him from the Muslims, and he is held accountable for what the Muslims are held accountable, and he is responsible like a Muslim is responsible, and the likes like this. So he has the fundamental base. after being in this realm and entering into the fold of Al-Islam, now there are obligations that must be performed to complete the faith. And this is the level here above that level, another line which is called Al-Iman Al-Wajib, the obligatory Iman, or the absolute Iman. The one who fulfills the Iman and the actions of Iman that are obligatory, and he has completed his faith in this manner by fulfilling the rites of Al-Iman that are obligatory, the obligatory rites of Al-Iman, he has completed his faith. And he is the one who the author is referring to here, who has At-Taqwa Al-Kamila. At-Taqwa Al-Kamila. So therefore, the complete faith, or the complete taqwa in piety, this is by performing the obligations, all of them. Performing the obligations, all of them. And leaving off the prohibitions entirely, and also avoiding and leaving off the doubtful affairs. In this manner, a person, he can complete his faith, and he can have the complete taqwa, and he can have the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of paradise, and he will enter without any punishment. And he will enter without any punishment. If a person were to reach this level, and then after this, his faith has become complete, and then after that, he were to perpetrate some of the prohibitions and commit some of the actions of disobedience, then his faith will decrease accordingly. His faith will decrease accordingly, and likewise, he will be exposed to the punishment and the anger of Allah accordingly because of a deficiency in his faith. So now he was at the level of complete faith, or fulfilling the rites of the obligatory faith, but then by committing the actions of disobedience, he has fallen. His faith has fallen down accordingly. But he's still in the realm of Al-Islam, and he's still in the realm of faith, and he still has Iman, but it has fallen and decreased according to the severity of his crime and the sin that he perpetrated and the disobedience that he has fallen into. Likewise, if he were to be negligent with regards to fulfilling some of the obligations, then also his Iman will fall and it will decrease accordingly. And so long as he did not commit any of those actions which are known as Nawaqid al-Islam, or Nawaqid al-Iman, the invalidators of faith, those affairs that nullify the Islam, then he will still, although his faith will decrease and be deficient, he will still be a Muslim. And he will still have the promise of the Muslims. And he will still have the rights of the Muslims. Accordingly, so long as he did not do anything that would invalidate his faith and take him out of the fold of Islam and enter him, waliyadu billah, into the realm of kufr and disbelief. Into the realm of kufr and disbelief. So therefore, the people of Al-Iman and the people of Al-Taqwa, they have attributes and characteristics. And that is that they perform the obligations and they stay away from the prohibitions and the doubtful affairs. And in this manner, they have Al-Iman and they have faith. And from that Iman and from that faith, there is an amount that is an obligation to fulfill, that is obligatory to perform. And that is with regards to the commandments, the obligatory commandments, and likewise the prohibitions. By performing the commandments that are obligatory, performing them all properly and correctly, according to the legislation, seeking the pleasure and hoping for the reward of Allah alone, and likewise avoiding the prohibitions entirely, and fearing the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his anger, in this manner the person, he can complete his faith, and he will have the promise of paradise, without punishment, meaning he will enter paradise, the one who dies in that state, fulfilling the rites of Al-Iman, completing his faith, completing Al-Iman al-Wajib. Then if he dies in that state, then he has the promise of entering paradise without punishment. As for the one who has entered into the fold of Al-Islam, but because of his deficiency in faith, and in fulfilling these obligations, or leaving off the prohibitions, his Iman al-Wajib is not complete, he did not fulfill the obligatory rites of Al-Iman, then his faith is deficient accordingly, his Tawheed is deficient accordingly, his Shahada is light, and his scales accordingly. And likewise, he is exposed to the punishment of Allah accordingly. But so long as he is in the fold of al-Iman, and he is a Muslim, and he has the foundation of a taqwa, meaning that he has left off entirely a shirk, and he did not associate any partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla whatsoever in worship, but he had deficiency in fulfilling the commandments, or deficiency in leaving off the prohibitions, but he is a Muslim, then likewise he has the promise of paradise. He has the promise of paradise, but he does not have the promise to enter paradise without punishment. Rather, he is exposed to punishment, and he is exposed to the anger of Allah accordingly. But everyone who dies as a Muslim, then his final destination will be paradise. But again, we see here the benefit of a taqwa and al-Iman, that just having it, that which is fundamental, mutlaq al-Iman, he has the foundation of al-Iman, this amount here will keep him safe from abiding in the hellfire for eternity, and it will also guarantee him entrance into paradise. It will guarantee him entrance into paradise so long as he died upon faith and in the fold of al-Islam, but it does not guarantee him safety from the punishment of the hellfire entirely. Meaning that those people who die upon faith and they are in the fold of al-Islam and they are Muslims, but they have deficiency in their iman, they are exposed to the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And many of the believers, they will be punished in the hellfire and they will be cleansed. The punishment of cleansing. They will not be punished the way the disbelievers were punished, and they will not be punished for the period the disbelievers are punished. Rather, they will enter the fire for a term appointed according to the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His justice, and they will enter the fire as a means to be purified from their sins until their souls are purified from that filth, and they will be cleansed, and after that they will be allowed to enter the paradise with the righteous and with the pious. So this is the case here. Any of those who did not fulfill the obligation of al-Iman, although they are safe from abiding in the hellfire for eternity and they have the promise of entering paradise, they do not have the promise to enter in the beginning. Rather, they are under the will of Allah. تَحْتَ مَشِيَتِهِ إِن شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُمْ وَإِن شَاءَ غَفَرَ لَهُمْ. That if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, He will punish them, and if Allah wills, He will forgive them. He will forgive them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for the one who died in the fold of Islam, but he did not fulfill al-Iman al-Wajib, and he did not have the complete taqwa, al-taqwa al-kamila, that the author he is referring to here, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So this is something that a believer, he must check and he must strive for. Strive to complete his faith and to protect his iman. And one must know that this is in reality by performing the obligations. The obligations of al-Iman and the obligations of al-Islam. The obligations of piety and righteousness. The obligations with regards to the commandments and performing them properly. And the obligations with regards to avoiding and leaving off that which is impermissible and that which has been prohibited. Yani the muharramat. And likewise the affairs that are doubtful. As the author he has mentioned, in this manner, a believer, he can fulfill al-Iman al-Wajib, the obligatory Iman, the obligatory aspect of faith, and his Islam will be good, and his taqwa will be strong, and it will be beneficial for him, and he will have the promise that if he dies in this manner, he will not be punished, and he will enter paradise with the first of those who enter, with the first of those who enter. After this level here, the level of al-Iman al-Wajib, or what the author is referring to here, al-Taqwa al-Kamila, the complete taqwa, there are ranks and ranks and ranks above that the believers will hasten to compete in, and they will strive in obtaining the high levels after that, by after performing the obligations, performing that which is recommended and that which is preferred, and after leaving off the prohibitions, leaving off also that which is disliked, and even leaving off some of the things that are permissible out of fear of falling into that which is impermissible. And this is something that the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, he will discuss in a bit of detail with narrations, and we will take that, insha'Allah ta'ala. So this is something that has been clarified in the Quran and in the Sunnah. And in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He mentioned, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And then we gave the book, meaning the Quran, as an inheritance to such of our slaves whom we chose. Meaning the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is in reference to Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani the Muslims. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Then we have given the book as an inheritance to those who we have chosen, to those whom we have chosen from our slaves. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And now from those chosen slaves, meaning from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, He clarifies that there are three categories. He says, فَمِنْهُمْ, and from amongst them, and from amongst those chosen slaves, the slaves and servants whom Allah has given the book, meaning the Quran, as an inheritance, and from the previous revelations, and He has sealed the revelation with this book, and He has made this ummah the final ummah. He says, from amongst them, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ, and from them are some who wrong their own souls, and they oppress their own souls by performing sins, meaning that they have entered into the fold of Islam, but they have not completed the iman that is wajib. Therefore, the one who is in this realm, he is considered ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ, is the one who is oppressing his own soul. He is oppressing his own soul by not performing the taqwa al-kamila, the complete taqwa, or by not performing the obligatory iman that he must be perform in order for his soul to be safe. So therefore, he is oppressing his own soul. He is wronging his own soul. فَمَنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. So this is the one who has entered, this is the one who has left, he's left the fold of disbelief, and he is in the fold of al-Iman, and he is a Muslim, but his Iman is deficient, and he did not fulfill the obligations of al-Iman. What is he considered? And he, from the Ummah of Muhammad, ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. He is ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. With regards to the ulama of hadith, they call him fasiqun milli. They call him fasiqun milli. He is one who is rebellious and a sinner, but he is from the Muslims. Also, he is known as naqisul iman. He is the one who has deficient faith. Or he is called mu'minun naqisul iman. He's a believer with deficient faith. With the deficient faith. Oh, fasiqun milli. Fasiqun milli. He's a fasiq, but he's from the milla of al-Islam, meaning he's a Muslim, but he is from the rebellious and from those who are corrupted and those who have fallen into sins and actions of disobedience that is lesser than disbelief in shirk. So he's a Muslim, although he is rebellious and disobedient from them. So فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ. So from amongst them, amongst the Muslim, the one who oppresses his own soul. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِد. وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِد. And from them are some who follow a middle course. Are some who follow the middle course. These are the ones, they have fulfilled al-Iman al-Wajib. They are the ones who have filled the obligatory al-Iman. Or they are the ones likewise, like the author is referring to here, they are the ones who have al-Taqwa al-Kamila. Al-Taqwa al-Kamila. They have the complete Taqwa. Or they have al-Iman al-Mutlaq. They have the complete faith. Meaning they have fulfilled the obligations and stayed away from the prohibitions entirely and left off the doubtful affairs. Allah has referred to them as al-muqtasidun. They are those who take the middle course. They are those who take the middle course. These are the ones who have the promise of entering paradise without punishment. And as for the ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ, then he is the one who, although he has the promise of entering paradise, he does not have the promise of entering safely without any punishment. Rather, he is under the will of Allah, and he is exposed to the anger of Allah accordingly, although his final destination will be the paradise, he's not promised to enter there right away, but rather he's threatened with purification and being cleansed in the fire if Allah wills to punish him. And if Allah wills, he can forgive him as he likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third category, and the highest level, Allah, He says, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And of them are some who are by Allah's permission and by Allah's leave foremost in good deeds. Foremost in good deeds. وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And from amongst them there are those who hasten, and they are first and foremost in performing the good. And this is by their permission of Allah. And this is by their permission of Allah. So the سَابِقُونَ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ, those who hasten and perform the good deeds, these are those people who have performed like the مُقْتَصِدُونَ, like those people who are in the second category. They have fulfilled the obligations and left off the prohibitions, but they have, in addition to that, like the author mentioned, وهو أعلى درجات التقوى, and is the highest levels of التقوى, have also after that performed the actions that are recommended and left off the actions that are disliked, and they are those who have the highest ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the first and foremost, and all of this bi-idhnillah was by the permission of Allah and by His grace and His virtue upon them, not by their own will, but rather this is the blessing of Allah upon them. And then Allah, He says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. And that, meaning this inheritance of the Qur'an, that is the indeed a great grace, a great bounty and great grace. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about all three of these categories. جَنَّاتُ عَدَنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا يَدْخُلُونَهَا. The gardens of paradise, Aden, everlasting gardens of paradise, they will enter. They will enter, meaning all of them. All of them, the ظَالِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ, the muqtasid, and likewise the sabiqu bil khayrat, all three of these categories, all of those who are from the ummah of Muhammad, and they have mutlaq al-iman, they have the foundation of al-iman, and they have the foundation of taqwa and piety, and they are Muslims, they will all enter paradise. They will all enter paradise, abiding therein forever. Abiding therein forever. So this is the issue of al-iman, that it is categories, and that it is ranks and levels. Likewise, it has come in the hadith of Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, the clarification of this, and that ad-din maratib, ad-din thalathu maratib, that the religion is three levels and categories. And this is what has been clarified in that hadith. And the first category is the category of al-Islam, akhbirni an al-Islam. And after that, akhbirni an al-Iman. And after that, akhbirni an al-Ihsan. Inform me about al-Islam. Inform me about al-Iman. Inform me about al-Ihsan. And this is the same issue here. Though people of faith who have entered into faith and they're considered from the Muslims, they have the first level of al-Islam, meaning they have established the outward rites of al-Islam and fulfilled the outward actions of the deen, and they have the amount of faith that their religion is correct by way of, and that enters in them into the fold of al-Iman and Islam. But after that, the higher level than that is the level of al-Iman. And this is whenever the person, he raises through the ranks of al-Islam and he perfects his religion and strives to perform the obligations and leave off the prohibitions until he has completed the obligatory amount of Iman. And now he is from the realm of the believers, a true believer, a strong believer. And this has been likewise referred to in many narrations, like for example the hadith of Anas radiyallahu anhu, that is muttafaqun alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. And this is the clarification of some of those actions that are from the obligations of al-Iman, from the al-Iman al-Wajib, that not one of you believes, meaning not one of you believes any complete faith or true faith, not one of you has completed his faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So therefore, from the obligations of al-Iman, for the Iman to be complete and for the taqwa to be complete, a believer, he must love for his brother what he loves for himself. And this likewise means that he must dislike for his brother what he dislikes for himself. So if somebody did not love for their brother what they love for themselves, or if they did not dislike for their brother what they dislike for themselves, then their Iman will decrease accordingly. Then their Iman will decrease accordingly. So this is from the obligations of al-Iman. So if he fulfilled that, along with the rest of the obligations of al-Iman, he will be in the realm of al-Iman, and he will be a mu'min haqqa. He will be a true believer. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Those people who perform these actions, they are the believers truly. And if he fell short in any of those obligations, so long as it is lesser than kufr and disbelief, he will fall down accordingly, but he will still be in the realm of al-Islam, and he will still be a Muslim. So if he were to enter into Islam and then fulfill the obligations of al-Iman, then he would be from the mu'minun, the true believers, and he would have complete faith. Then if he were to perfect his faith and to strive hard to remember Allah and to worship Him as if he sees Him, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances, and to strive to perfect his deen even more by performing the non-obligatory affairs, and leaving off that which is disliked, likewise then at this time he can be from the muhsinun, and he would enter into the realm of al-ihsan. Into the realm of al-ihsan. And the people of knowledge, they make an example by making three circles. The first circle is a big circle, and this is the realm of al-Islam. And whoever enters into this circle, he has entered into the fold of al-Islam. if he fulfills the obligations of al-Islam and the obligations of al-Iman and sincere faith, then he will enter into a smaller circle inside of that circle, and this is the circle of faith, of al-Iman. And everyone who is in that circle, he is a mu'min, Muslim, but not every Muslim is a mu'min from this aspect. Not every Muslim has fulfilled the rites of al-Iman, and he has not entered into the realm of sincere and true faith, and sincere and true faith, and completed his faith until he fulfills those obligations and leaves off those prohibitions. And then inside the circle of al-Iman is another smaller circle, and that is the realm of al-Ihsan, and this is the highest level and the best level, and this is the peak of the deen. So therefore, a believer, he learns about these affairs and how to traverse through the ranks of the deen, and he will strive against his soul in order to purify it and to rectify it, and in order to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner, and likewise to save his soul from oppression and from wronging himself, and to save his soul from the blazing fire and the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. From the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this meaning has been clarified in more than one verse, and likewise in the statements of the ulama. And we read, just in closing, that which Ibn Kathir, he has mentioned in his explanation of that verse that we had studied, and about those three categories. From them are those who oppress their own souls, and from them those who take the middle course, and from them those who are hastening and striving first and foremost and doing good by the permission of Allah. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, after clarifying that this is in reference to the Ummah of Muhammad, وَهُمْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, and they are this Ummah, ثُمَّ قَسَّمَهُمْ إِلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَنْوَاءِ, and then Allah, he divided them into three types, فَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and Allah, he says, the Most High, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ, and from them are those who oppress, are from them is the one who oppresses his own soul, وَهُوَ الْمُفَرِّطُ فِي فِعْلِ بَعْضِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ الْمُرْتَكِبُ لِبَعْضِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, and the one who oppresses and wrongs his own soul, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, he is the one who is negligent with regards to performing some of the obligations, and the one who perpetrates or commits some of the prohibitions. وَمِنْهُ مُقْتَصِدٌ, and from them is the one who takes a middle course. Ibn Kathir, he says, وَهُوَ, and he is the one, الْمُؤَدِّي لِلْوَاجِبَاتِ التَّارِكُ لِلْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, and he is the one who performs the obligations and leaves off the prohibitions. وَقَدْ يَتْرُكُ بَعْضَ الْمُسْتَحَبَاتِ, and likewise this individual, yani the muqtasid, the one who is on the middle course, although he performs the obligations and he leaves off the prohibitions, he may leave off some of the recommended affairs. وَيَفْعَلُ بَعْضَ الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ, and likewise he may also perform some of the disliked affairs. So the muqtasid, according to Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he is the one who performs the obligations and leaves off the prohibitions entirely, but some of the recommended affairs, he does not do them. And likewise, some of the disliked affairs, maybe he will perform them or do them. And then he mentioned, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and from amongst them, any of the ummah, are those who are first and foremost in doing good deeds by the permission of Allah. And Ibn Kathir, he says, وَهُوَ الْفَاعِلُ لِلْوَاجِبَاتِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَاتِ, this one who is hastening and has the highest rank, also known as al-muhsinun, the highest level in the deen, he is the one who performs the obligations and likewise the recommended affairs. أَتَارِكُ لِلْمُحَرَّمَاتِ وَالْمَكْرُهَاتِ وَبَعْضَ الْمُبَاحَاتِ, and he is likewise the one who leaves off that which is prohibited and also that which is disliked and even some of the permissible affairs. And in this manner we see that the ranks of the deen are achieved. First we have the issue of al-Islam, and then al-Iman, and then al-Ihsan. And likewise, we have those who oppress their own souls from amongst the believers, and then those who are Muslims truly, and they're believers, mu'minun haqqan, and they are believers truly. And then after that, there are those who hasten and strive to do good deeds, and they are al-muhsinun, al-sabiquna, bil-khayrati, bi-idhnillah. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.